Blog Talk Radio.
TM Worldwide Radio on the air on a Thursday night, May 28th. And we are almost in June. I had to switch my headset around, folks. Make sure my microphone is working. I think it is. Tonight was an impromptu show. I actually had prepared notes, but didn't get to really do them. Had a little emergency, had to try to take care of, so I just only got back in time to be able to do this show at 11:30, so I'm going to kind of do this off the rip. The title of tonight's show is Have You Lost Hope About Your Future? I'm going to be listening in online. If you feel like you would like to call in on this particular topic, feel free to call 646-652-4479 and let all your friends know if you would like to let them know about the show as well. The reason I titled this particular show is because in today's world, it really seems that many people have lost an element of willpower, I guess you can say, when it comes to doing things on a day-to-day basis, week to week, month to month, year to year, to the point where they don't really feel that it's necessary to try to change things that might not make them happy because they don't think there's a chance that it could change. Wherever the effort that they might put into it, it's not going to be enough. And so people have lost hope. In my show description, the episode, I say today many people feel like they are stuck where they live, where they work, the money they make. Why is that? Is it because that's what they saw from their parents? Is it what they learned in school? Is it what they watched on TV? Music they listened to? What is the reason that so many, they don't, that, I misspelled that, so many don't want to dream. They don't want to pursue goals that go beyond what they have. What is the reason? That's what we're going to discuss tonight, and a little bit more. So let's point it off, and again, you can call in 646-652-4479 if you wish. I'm not going to open the chat room tonight, but if you would like to call in, that would be the best way to talk about this particular subject tonight. Let's say about 90% of the people in the world, really. Let's change that number. Let's say 50% of the population of the United States don't really like where they live. They feel that they are stuck. What does that mean, being stuck? Does it mean that you don't have enough money to move somewhere else? Does it mean that you are stuck in the neighborhood that you live in? Maybe you were born in a particular home or neighborhood, and it's 20, 30 years later, and you're still not out. Does that mean stuck? Is it a matter of the state that you live in? Maybe the country, okay? So what would be the reasons why you feel that you can't get out? Now, some people, the first thing they're going to say is money, right? Money is the reason that they can't get out, okay? That's possible, okay? Maybe it's comfortability. You know, if your parents are there, you should live there too. Maybe their grandparents live in the same place, right? Let's say it is not that. What else could it be? Could it be that you're used to being around the same people to the point where you don't feel comfortable leaving somewhere else, and then that's why you're stuck, because you don't feel comfortable? That could be a reason, right? Let's talk about where you work. A lot of people don't like what they do for work, yet they're there every day, every week, every month, every year, some for decades, right? They're doing the same task every day. They're getting paid the same money, not getting a lot of raises, not getting a lot of promotions, but they have somewhere to work, and they say that they're blessed, anonymous Facebook pages, and they complain about where they work every day, right? So why are they still there? Maybe, again, is it because that's what their parents told them to do, get their grades at school, graduate, go back to school, graduate again, get a career, stay at that job no matter what? That's possible. And depending on how much you get paid, if it happens to pay all of your bills, you probably are more likely to stay somewhere for a long period of time, right? But if you're not happy, then what? And then if you're not making enough money to pay all your bills, if you're not making enough money to eat and you're still somewhere, where are the reasons why you don't go again? Comfortable, content, where you're at, possible. Maybe you don't think you can get a job somewhere else, right? Or maybe you have family issues where it doesn't allow you to leave and go somewhere else, another city, another state, possibly even another country, right? What about the money that you make? Again, we talked about eating, paying the bills. You're not happy with the money that you've made, but you're staying where you're making the money that is not taking care of you, then what? Are you stuck? Now this is a touchy one here. Because let's just use a number, $10 an hour. You're making $10 an hour and it's not paying all your bills and feeding everybody in your family. And you know there's somewhere that can pay you 15, but you still stay and take the 10. Why are you stuck at that point? What would be the mystery of going to where it's 15? Right? So then I have that pause in there because you think that would be a no-brainer, but for some people it's not. It just isn't. Think about it. There are people who work in the same place for 20 years because the schedule works out for them. It's convenient for them. They get off at a certain time every day, and they love it. They don't ever work weekends, and they love that, right? Some people could even be the actual people they work with, right? And they still take money that don't pay the bills and don't feed their children and all this, but they just like where they work just so much. And there's nothing wrong with that to an extent. Again, what are they going to do about it? Again, why do you think that is? Why do you think there's such a propensity of people feeling that they don't have a way to get out of the situation that they're in? If anybody has heard some of my radio shows in the past, I bring up the book and the play and the movie, A Raven in the Sun. Sidney Poitier did the best version as far as I'm concerned as far as the movie. And at the end of the day, long story short, you have a family that is poor, living in a big city, Chicago in this case, and the matriarch of the family is about to get an insurance check because died working. For 40 years, he worked himself to death, basically. And so he had an insurance policy, $10,000, and it's going to go to his wife. Wife is going to put the daughter into college and take the rest of the money and buy a house. So it's a bigger house where the rest of the family can get out of the hood, the ghetto, okay? So for a point in time, they had all kind of hope about the future. Now, the sad part of it is that the husband had to die to make that happen, okay? But it happened. And again, to cut through everything, at the end of the day, the son ended up getting money, wasted it on. He didn't really do that much research on. He trusted some people. Nothing was on paper, okay? And at the end of the day, he let all that money go. Now, fortunately, they were able to keep the house, okay? But all the money was gone. So what ended up happening, of course, all of them have to keep working and whatever. But they're in a better situation. They didn't, the future, they had lost hope for a minute, and then they regained it. Because they wanted something good to happen. They could have sold their dream for money. The neighborhood didn't want them to move in. They're black. Everybody else is white. This is the 50s. racist, you know. So, but at the end of the day, that future, it's too important for them to go out here to today. What is the reason so many people have lost hope about their future? And it's not their future, their kids' future either. 646-652-4479. This wasn't a show that I was going to really pub. This is really a recorded show. But if I happen to get a couple of callers, that's fine. But be looking out to hear the show again in its entirety tomorrow. Have you lost hope about your future? Way too many people, and I know some personally that I grew up with, okay, that no matter what, they're going to stay in the same place. Nothing is going to get them out of where they are at. And again, it's one of those things where, well, how do you functionally every day do one thing but then complain about it each day afterwards? Okay, you can't really have a two-way street. You can't have it both ways. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Don't like something. Why not change it? Because you have the power. It's not if you have the power. Everybody has power to change circumstances. Everybody does. It's a matter of whether or not you're willing to do it. Okay, and again, there's other things I can talk about in the details as far as how to do some of these things. I'm not going to get into that tonight. I'm just going for first aspect of it, of the why, not the how, but the why. Stuck where you live, stuck where you work, stuck with the money, maybe even stuck with people that you're living with. When it gets to relationships, if you're not married, because, hey, guess what? You make a real hard decision if you get married. Before marriage, hey, you know, if then. But once you marry, hey, ask your person, right? But the future is what you make it. And so at a certain point, you have to kind of figure out what do you really want. There are a lot of people that are homeless, okay? I've been homeless. Experience in the world. Don't ever wish being homeless on anybody. Please. Don't ever think it. Because it's horrible. Okay? It is terrible. It really is. The thing of it is, though, is that once you become homeless, whatever the circumstances that caused you to lose everything and you to be actually physically living on the street, don't got no money, nowhere to go, the difference between people who get out that situation, that's all it is. Situation. The people that stay in the situation are the people or is that you want to get out that situation. See, the period of time that I was homeless, and see, like I said, some things you just take for granted. You never notice it. You never think about it. Okay? But some of the people, when you're just walking around doing whatever, you're traveling and whatnot, and you see someone who is homeless, you don't know what their circumstances were to get them where they are. You don't know who they are. Some of these people that are homeless are really, 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 really smart. Some of them used to be really, 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 really rich. Okay? And you'd never know it, of course, to see them. No one knew who I was. Okay? They didn't know the stuff that I've done, things, people that I've helped. All they see is someone who's down and out, don't got a whole lot. Right? So the thing of it is, what makes a person different from another? Again, it's choice. You have to want to do something. Took me a little bit of time to get back on my feet, to get out of the frame of mind of, you know, goodness, all this stuff really bad has happened to me. You know, it's cold out here. What am I going to do? To the point of me sucking up my pride and being like, you know what? I need to go ahead and do a show. To the point, okay, well, I'm here, now what? Okay, this is not cool being here, but at least it helped me out a little bit, right? To the point where, okay, well, now that I've gotten back, my mind back, you know, well, I'm going to go ahead and start seeing if I can look for me a new job. Maybe hiring freezes are over. Maybe someone won't tell me that I'm overqualified again, you know? Point where, hey, guess what? I started getting interviews. Guess what? The shelter I was of that, all of a sudden I had me a suit. I go out on interview. Guess what? I had an interview, then I had a second interview, and then I had a third interview, and all of a sudden I had a job as a manager at a college in Miami, making over $30 a year. Wow. I got out the circumstance. All of a sudden, had me a new apartment, had me a flat screen, had this, had that. Wow. I got out of it. Meanwhile, there's other people who were around me during the same period of time, and they chose to stay where they were at. They chose to take what was given them. They chose to be content because it was easy. They could have did what I did, and they chose not to. They've lost hope about their future. They don't think that it's even worth even trying. Found out that there were people who for years would stay in shelter. Years. They would go from one shelter to another, basically. Bounce out, apply, bounce out, apply. For years of being in shelter. And I'm like, shoot, I wasn't even really trying to go through it. I can't help it. I thought I could last out and hopefully find a job, you know, sooner than later. But it didn't happen like that. But I was like, someone else needs a bed more than I do. You see what I'm saying? That's how I was. So I got in, I was like, oh, okay, well, let me go ahead and do this and here. But then I started seeing how people were abusing the system. I saw people, how they manipulate things. You see what I'm saying? They lost hope. And again, people feel like they're stuck where they're at. Again, if you've been making $10 an hour for more than a couple of years, if you haven't gotten a position in your work, your employment, that you've been living in the same place for over a decade, you don't want to be there, there's a problem. Because there's such a thing as a car, a Greyhound bus, plane, a train, okay? 646-652-4479, in case anybody listening wants to call in and throw in a call or two. But have you lost hope about your future? Do you know someone who has lost hope about their future? And why do you think that is? Why do you think it's so present? Because, and I posted this earlier, why in the world are people in America who've never lived here before, don't speak the language, and they come over here, and somehow or another, after a half a decade, they become wealthy? While people who live here, who've been living here 25 years before, are broke. Dead broke. What is the difference? I posted this, if you get a chance to check it out, that's my Facebook page. Well, actually, go to my website, beingworldwide.com, and then you'll click on Facebook, and you'll go to my fan page, and then I think the latest article I posted is there. If not, I'll post it later. But the reason I said it is they're coming from somewhere where there's no hope and there's no alternative, and they ran away to have a better opportunity. So if they come here, they don't have no choice but to succeed because of what the alternative is. And no one, maybe, for the job that they have, period, for the city that they live in, period, and it's cool. The money that they make is cool. They're good. Someone coming from another country making $2 an hour, they're not good. So they come over here and they work quadruple hard. Not triple hard, but quadruple hard. But they have a future and they know what it is. They have a plan and they're determined to work it. Something else I posted out, I said Beyonce. Beyonce has taken 20 years to get to where she never has to work again. Her child never has to work again. And whenever Blue Ivy has a kid, that child will never have to work either. Because Beyonce is willing to sacrifice 20 years of her life. And how deep is that? Are you willing to work it? Willing to work as hard as Beyonce to make whatever goal that you have come true? Maybe, maybe not. So that's how simple it is. That's really how simple it is to think about it. Beyonce, she didn't come out dancing like that. She didn't come out singing, get octaves, acting. She took acting classes, create her own companies and businesses, that nature. All that takes studio time. Think about how long her life has been spent in a studio. Think about that. Seriously. How much time has been spent on the stage, all her tours and whatnot? She took 20 years of her life to get to the point where Pepsi would give her $30 million to be their spokesman. But then think about all the other people who have lost hope in their future and don't think they have any kind of value. And if they did, they don't know how much it is. And if they do, they're not willing to tell nobody. They've lost hope. They don't think they have a chance. That one more time that they could have told someone, you know what, I'm more serious than you think. But they already gave up and said, no, I'm not even going to put in for that job. I ain't putting in for that race. I ain't putting in for that promotion. They've lost hope. They made a choice. The people choose where they're at, no matter where it is, no matter how bad it can be. People make a choice. So if there's a good side and a bad side, and if you choose the bad side more, what do you think of them? You can call 646-652-4479 if you have an opinion. You can email me from chris@intmworldwide.com. If you hear this show but didn't want to call in, you can email me, and I'll post some of your comments on the next show. I'm not even going to take a break this show, because, again, I want to kind of get this out there, and I'll do another show and promote it a little bit quicker. Well, like I said, I didn't even promote this show. I just came back to the office and said, let me get on the air and schedule the show, basically. Got 7 minutes left of the show. Have you lost hope about your future now? Again, reading my episode info today, many people feel like they're stuck where they live, where they work, the money they make. Why is that? Is it because that's what they saw from their parents? Well, let's go to that. You follow your parents much more than you think you do. Okay? Their influence is strong. People go to college where their parents went most of the time, right? People go to and do the same work. So that's you know, it's simple. You want to be your parents to be proud of you and whatnot. However, there's a trap in there. Again, I mentioned raising in the sun. The father of that family died. His son is a laborer. He's a chauffeur, moving. Okay, that's the same thing. He's gonna work there. Going to work yourself for 40, 50 years of work. And that doesn't sound the most appealing future at all. Now, you make $1 trillion in 50 years working, okay, fine. But that's not most people. There's no way that most people can make $1 trillion in a life. Not possible. And that's where that hope comes in about their future. It's like they see these things from their parents where they don't have any hope. They're doing the same thing. Generationally, what do you think kids are going to do? So what are your kids going to do following you? See, that's the question you have to start asking yourself. You got to be selfish and be like, you know what? I'm willing to do stuff I don't want to do just to make sure my bills are paid, my kids are fed. But shouldn't I want to do whatever I need to do as long as it's legal that pays me more to not only feed my kids, take care of all their needs, but extra? Have you lost hope so much that you don't even think about that? What about what you learned in school? Again, no one was ever taught to stop working, have they? You work for your retirement check. That's about it. But no one in school, elementary, junior high school, not even college for the most part, tells you what you need to do to stop working by the time you're 40, 45 years old. TV, unless you're a rapper, an athlete, a drug dealer, you're going to be working for the rest of your life. And heck, as old things, you might be working a lot too. Drug dealer, they work for a long time, don't they? Music influences, movies, things of this nature. Again, what do you see? If you're not one of those caricatures that you see on screen, you don't have much of a chance for living their dreams through television and music and movies and things of that nature. They don't want to dream on their own. Why is that? Is it the easy way out? Why don't they want to pursue their own goals? Why is it so hard to pursue things on your own rather than depend on someone else? What is that? Is that an inherent thing? Have you lost hope about your future? Have you lost hope about your children's future? Have you lost hope about your children's children's future? It's even a better question. Because you're that person. You're that person now, whole family. If you're the firstborn of the family, and you still are blessed to have your parents around, but they're getting older, you know, that's on you. Then your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, will all of those remember you for what you did now? Or does it matter? Are you satisfied with what you got? And again, contentment. Hey, if you're cool with everything in your life, okay, fine. Only problem is when you're not, are you willing to do anything about it? Have you lost hope about your future? So I wanted to get that show out tonight. And again, if you have any comments, of course, you feel free. Also, you can call the business line, 305-204-1826. You can leave a message and leave your thoughts there. Again, visit my website, www.intmworldwide.com. You can visit on Instagram, where I posted it. Just type in IMTM1, and you'll see all of the posts that I do as far as different things, different shows. And I'll try to get it on the Facebook fan page eventually. I have about a minute left. Make sure that if you get to listen on a regular basis, spread the word. I'm building up to the big summer. I can say I'm starting to do 2-hour shows again. That's a big deal for me right now. So I'm excited. Just had my 90-second call. So, again, I'm going ahead and end this show for tonight. It is May 28th. It's almost June, folks. What are you going to do between now and next June about your future? Got to think about this. The next show that I'm going to do is going to be a follow-up to this show to an extent and kind of give you the how, you know, after this why of the lost hope, how can we get our hope back possibly. So 60 seconds left, visit www.intmworldwide.com. All my social media links are there. You can visit Instagram page, intm1. That way you can find out more about the radio show when it posts. And you call the business line, 305-204-1826. Anybody who needs any business consulting, definitely hit me up. I'm doing some Memorial Day specials still until tomorrow. So take advantage, whether it be photo shoots, whether it be advertising, marketing, websites, headshots, resumes, biographies, all types of things. Definitely hit me up. That is the show tonight. Y'all take care. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. We'll be right back.